We're going to learn about some military gators, and with me to tell us all about it, I have Dan Smith. First of all, Dan, tell me what you do for John Deere.
I manage military affairs for John Deere.
All right. Well, at this product launch that we're at, you've got some very interesting looking gators on display. But before we get to that, you gave us a little bit of history. I thought it was fascinating of where we've come from the beginning with these type of vehicles.
Yeah, during the Vietnam War, the Army Light Forces had a vehicle that they called a Mule, M-U-L-E, and it was a 4x4 vehicle. It was the first military utility vehicle, flatbed. It was very highly unreliable and very, very unsafe. So that was the first military vehicle.
And then from there, we've certainly seen an evolution.
We have. Fast forward to 1996, John Deere puts the first diesel in a utility vehicle in their Gator, 6x4 Gator vehicle. And the science advisor at 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg gets a requirement from the 82nd Airborne Division to get a replacement for the Mule and, oh, by the way, make it safer and make it more reliable. Through a partnership between John Deere and 18th Airborne Corps, we developed what became the M-Gator.
And so now you have some brand new ones, along with the fact that you're launching a whole line on the consumer side for the military, new vehicles too.
That's correct. There have been two iterations of the 6x4 Gator, the original M Gator, and now the A1. The A1 responded to soldiers' requests from the field, particularly Afghanistan and Iraq. And then our newest vehicle, which we're showing today, is the A2. That incorporates the 4x4 platform, 855D, 32 miles an hour, higher ground clearance, enclosed gearbox, clutch, so we can do some fording. And overall, just new technology added to the vehicle.
Well, one you've got on display here that I think is fascinating is actually, as I learned, the R Gator, because it's robotic.
It's built on the A2 chassis, and so it becomes the autonomous version of the A2.
Great. Well, these look like they are ready for action, but how close are you to having them ready, or when do you need to have them ready for the military?
The A2 will be available in mid-August. Yeah, so we've already started production, and they'll be available for sale in mid-August.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dan Smith, Military Affairs for John Deere. Out here at the launch for the new Gators, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.